afternoon. Thank you for joining us with Meet Me at the Diner with your host, Ann Ellis. Our special guest today is Stacy Thompson from the Greenwood Museum, live from Sharp Passes Gallery. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
That's right, folks. We're not in Washington, D.C. We're not in New York City today. We're sitting right here in Greenwood, right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. My very special guest today is Stacy Thompson. She is the new director of the museum right here in Greenwood. She comes with a great background, and I'm just amazed. She came home to Greenwood. Congratulations, Stacy. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Now, you grew up here in Greenwood.
I did. I'm from Greenwood. This is my hometown.
Your hometown.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And you went all the way to New York City and still came home.
I did. You know, the weather in New York is terrible.
Well, I tell you what, I bet you've been a little surprised with the weather that we've had here this year. It's been pretty unusual for Greenwood.
That's for sure. When it snowed 10 inches outside the house, I said, why did I come back? No, I'm very happy to be here.
I'm sure you are. But, you know, just go back a few years here, probably not many, but just a few years. When you were growing up here in Greenwood, you've majored in what? Anthropology, studio art. What made you want to get into these type of things?
Well, I started out as a business major.
Okay.
So, you know, I love business, but then I took my anthropology classes and my photography classes, and that was where my interest lay. And so I just decided to go with something that I really enjoyed.
Okay, that was in college, but now let's even go back even younger than that.
Okay.
When you were 12, 13 years of age, what did you think you were going to be, Stacy?
I actually always said that I would be an archaeologist. So,
oh, for real? For real?
For real. I always said that from probably when I was 6 years old, I started saying that. So when everyone else said, oh, I'm going to be a fireman or a policeman, I said, I want to be an archaeologist, like Indiana Jones.
Well, you know, Indiana Jones certainly made it exciting to be an archaeologist, didn't he?
That's true. That's very true, but it's very different than that movie portrayed. That's what I came to learn.
That's what you came to learn. Well, when you were growing up, what type of things did you like to do?
I like to do crafty things. I went to Cambridge, so I also had the opportunity to participate in a lot of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun. I wasn't necessarily good at it, but I had a lot of fun playing basketball, softball, tennis, and that kind of thing. So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you went to, now where did you actually go to school? When you went to Cambridge, then you graduated from?
I graduated from Cambridge.
Okay.
And then I went to the College of Charleston for 4 years, and I ended up majoring in anthropology and studio art.
What did your parents say about this? Anthropology? You were a business major, Stacy.
They were surprised, but they were very supportive, and it made it a lot easier for me that they were very supportive.
Yeah, it always helps, doesn't it?
It always helps. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you went to College of Charleston, and then what did you do?
So then I took 2 years off, and I moved to New York, and I did an internship at a gallery called Michael Ingvar Gallery in Soho,
mm-hmm.
in New York, and I got my New York experience then, and then I decided to apply to graduate schools and law school, and I got into...
Law school?
Wait a minute,
law school?
Yes.
There's an aside for you.
I did. So I always keep my options open. That's one thing about me. So I got into all of those, but I decided to go to George Washington University to study anthropology and museum studies. They have an amazing museum studies program, and it's partnered with the Smithsonian. So I got to take all of my museum classes at the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian curators and graphic designers, they teach exhibit design classes and museum conservation classes, and it was a great experience.
Wow. And then you went on to work where?
Well, while I was in Washington, I worked at the National Archives doing file maintenance, which basically...
File maintenance. Boy, that sounds like a good one.
It's actually very interesting because we worked on the Indian Bureau files from the, I guess, the 20s and 30s.
Wow.
Were the ones that we were working on, and we were just making sure that they were going to last another 100 years, you know, and going through them and making sure that they were stable and not decaying and disintegrating. And you know,
I bet it was time-consuming work, though.
It's time-consuming, but as you do it, you learn a lot, and you get to read personal letters to the presidents and things like that. It's very, very interesting.
So it actually gave you an inside view.
It did. It did. You know, I got an inside view of government and history working at the National Archives in Washington. It was great.
Do you think sometimes that, you know, as we look at things moving forward here, that we're losing some of our history? I mean, it's preserved, but does the general public, the general everyday person, appreciate what history can teach us?
I think we, to some extent, do lose some of our history as time goes on. I think it's a normal process, but I do think that different populations and citizens, their dedication to preserving that history is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise we'll lose more and more and more, and as globalization continues, we'll forget some of our culture and
right.
some of our roots, and then it will be lost. No one will remember, and, you know, if the objects and the archival materials aren't there to remind us.
That's true. You know, one, and this is totally off the subject, but one of my favorite movies, Thunderdome,
mm-hmm.
where they tell the story of their history. They have no written history,
mm-hmm.
but the children are charged, and what they learn is how to tell the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And when, comes, and they say, no, we don't have anything written, we tell the story, and they always tell the story, and it's through history, mm-hmm. that is their history.
True. That's an oral history tradition, and it's very important in some tribes around the world and cultures, and that's how they keep their culture alive.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's important to record those if possible.
Sure. Now, what do you think, here's a broad question for
okay.
you. Okay, I'm putting you on the spot here now.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready.
She's taking another sip of water.
Yep.
Okay. I may even let us go to break so she can think about the answer to this one. Hey, what do you think with the Internet, how is that going to affect history?
The Internet goes a long way in increasing globalization and communication around the world. I think it's a great to preserve history and share history, so I would hope that it would balance itself out. But on the other hand, you know, people will tend to focus on what's happening around the world, and as that happens, they will lose focus on their own culture and what's going on around them, I think.
Or the local history of Greenwood.
Or the local history of Greenwood.
There you go.
Exactly.
Right. That's true. And, you know, when you have sources like Wikipedia that can, you know, anybody can change it up and put stuff in there, it makes you wonder, are we going to keep it pure?
That's very true.
Yeah.
Well, you can't always depend on Wikipedia.
No, but people do.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of good sources. Hey, I've gotten her off the subject here, but that's what I'm all about, is talking about whatever we're talking about today. My very special guest is Stacy Thompson. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about history, the museum, and maybe a little bit more about Stacy, too. So don't you go away. We'll be right back. And if you'd like to give us a call, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, with special guest Stacy Thompson, new director at the Greenwood Museum. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are talking about the life of Stacy Thompson. She's the new director there at the museum. She's really had a whirlwind experience here this year. You just got married.
I just got married December 18th.
That's right. He says. And you have a new baby.
And I have a new baby.
And life has changed.
Life has changed. 2010 was a big year. So, you know, 2011 is going to be a big year, too, at the museum, but hopefully not in my personal life, just at the museum.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
But why did you decide to come back to Greenwood, Stacy? I mean, the experience, the things that you've learned up there, the things that you could continue to expand in your career. Why did you decide to come back to Greenwood?
Well, one of the biggest draws was the opportunity to work at the museum and actually bring together the community that I grew up in. You know, bring together this community and appreciation of the objects that mean so much to this community and mean so much to preserving the history of Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in New York, I had a great experience developing multi-million-dollar exhibits that traveled around the world, and they reached a lot of people, but I was always behind the scenes. I never got to kind of interact with visitors and
they wouldn't let you walk out on the floor, Stacy?
They did, but I'm telling you, I was too busy. So
you couldn't go out there and stand and say, yes, I did that right there. What do you think of that, ma'am?
It's very true. It's very true. But, you know, and at the museum in Greenwood, I can really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an opportunity to make changes in a place that it's very close to my heart. And I really hope that I can accomplish some of these changes and, you know, get more people into the museum and get more people aware of their community history.
Well, did you have any thought process about raising your child in New York City versus Greenwood?
Oh, yes, I did.
And I guess your husband is actually from Greenwood originally, too.
He's from Ware Shoals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So so we've been together over 10 years now, and we've lived off and on in New York City for 5 years, and I love it up there, and, you know, I can even withstand the long winters.
Right.
But, you know, when we had our son London in July, we just looked around and decided we were either going to make the decision to move outside of New York City,
mm-hmm.
or we were going to try to move back closer, you know, to our parents and to where we were from, because we wanted him to be raised in a similar environment that we were raised in. So, you know, this was a great opportunity to do that as well.
So here they are, back here in Greenwood.
That's
great.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you ever have a desire? I mean, probably not yet, because you've just really... When did you actually move back to Greenwood?
Well, it was a whirlwind, you know, like my entire year of 2010. We moved back the last week in October, and I started at the museum here November 1st. So...
You've been busy.
So I've been very busy, but it was a great year, and I'm sure this one will be a great year as well.
Sure. So what do you think? You know, now you've seen the big museums, and, you know, I think one of the questions that people have is, you know, our museum is small.
Mm-hmm.
It is small. I mean, there's lots of things in the collections. Some of the things are great treasure troves, shall we say, and then some of them, well, maybe not. Things that people said, well, the museum will like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you see that you'll be able to do, since you do have this vast experience with being outside the area, that you can bring here to Greenwood? How do you see setting up the museum to move forward?
Well, I really hope that we can make the museum a vital community organization and bring in different community clubs and, you know, children from schools all around the county and really make it a place where people feel comfortable being involved. Not just, you know, feel like they should because it's a good thing, but that they really want to be involved, and they want to be involved in bringing some of the collections items that haven't been on display for a very long time, bringing them out and putting them on exhibit. I mean, this, of course, costs money,
mm-hmm.
so we have to work towards making the museum financially stable and viable on a long-term basis.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But how many items have you got in storage there?
Well, I believe the count at this point is 48,000.
48,000 pieces of memorabilia from Greenwood, South Carolina, and the surrounding areas, right?
Yes. Well, we do have some objects that are international. So we have an international collection, okay, which is quite interesting as well.
Right.
And I think important to educating the Greenwood community about other cultures.
Sure.
But most of it is Greenwood-centric.
Greenwood-centric.
Yeah.
So as you're looking to plan out next year as far as the type of things that you're going to be doing, I know you've had the doll houses mm-hmm. on display.
Mm-hmm.
What is coming up? What are we thinking that we might be doing?
Well, right now at the museum, we have The Life and Times of Robert Smalls, which is a traveling exhibit,
mm-hmm.
traveling from the State Museum. Our reception for that exhibit is February 4th.
It's First Friday.
It's First Friday.
Absolutely.
And it's 5 to 8.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. This exhibit is really important because it tells the story of the life of an enslaved man who lived during the Civil War, and he actually took the boat that he worked on and managed to reach the Union ships past the Confederate ships. And went on to serve in the Union Army and became a congressman after the war. So it's a very inspirational story, and we're so happy to be able to bring it to Greenwood.
Wow. So, and of course, this would be in coordination with Black History Month.
Yes.
Yes. So this is part of that. And so where was he actually from?
He was actually from Beaufort, South Carolina.
From down there on the coast.
Mm-hmm. And he returned to Beaufort, South Carolina at the end of his life and ended up purchasing the house in which he was born as a slave.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he became a South Carolina legislature and U.S. congressman. And that was from when was he there? Do we know? Because, we just had Representative Congressman Tim Scott just went to Congress, and of course he is from down there on the coast at Charleston, and they have talked about how long it's been since we've had a Black, and actually Republican, that went to Congress.
So this was in 1874.
Wow.
I'm not sure if this was the last time. I'm very doubtful.
Right, I am too, but still, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It is. Very early date, so...
And what type of things will be in the exhibit, Stacy?
Well, there's a few ship models that are very interesting, and there are a lot of pictures and information on his life. And it's a very important opportunity to come and learn about the history of this area and, of African American history.
This sounds great. How do you make it, though? How do you make it that people want to come to the museum to see this? I think that would be a challenge. How do you make it, our society has become so interactive, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does the museum react to that interactiveness type thing?
Well, we are trying to continue with our Facebook presence and social media and updating our website, and I would hope that in the future we could develop an interactive platform on our website so that people can learn more about our exhibits. But,
sure.
In this time of transition.
Yeah, a big transition.
Yes, in this time of transition, we aren't there yet. But I very much hope that our exhibits can run longer and give people the chance to, really interact and learn about each exhibit, and in that also we can bring more quality exhibits to the area.
Sure. And of course you'll be able to do your own exhibits since you have all this good experience too.
That's true. I would hope so. That requires a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Yeah. Our exhibits in New York, we would spend over 2 years on each one.
2 years on an exhibit.
Yeah, and a team of 60. So.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a team of.
Of one and a half.
One and a half. I guess that's why you'll be looking for volunteers on this,
yes,
right?
Yes, I will be looking for many volunteers. I mean, we'd love to do a Civil War exhibit, but I will need some volunteers. So,
what type of things could volunteers, you know, give? Since you have the experience, you know how to do this. You've taken a lot of courses, and I mean, I know you've developed exhibits and everything. What type of person would you be looking for volunteers to help put something like this together?
Well,
do they need to have any particular type of experience?
Yes. I mean, I'm looking for graphic designers, which I actually have one graphic design intern now. I'm looking for writers to write the text.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a curator or two for each exhibit, depending on the subject matter. Someone who is an expert.
Somebody
who already knows about the subject.
And I suppose we probably could use people that are into research, that like looking and studying. And, you know, with the Internet, we have such a vast source here.
Yes.
You could probably use some volunteers along that line. Hey, if you'd like to get involved with the museum, I know that Stacy would love to talk to you, wouldn't you?
I would love it. Please come by 106 Main Street in downtown Greenwood.
Okay. And also, what's the telephone number at the museum?
It's 864-229-7093.
Okay. Hey, we're going to hear a word from South Carolina News, a word from our sponsors, and yes, we're going to be right back. So don't you go away. And if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Monday, happy day. Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Special guest, Stacy Thompson, new director at the Greenwood Museum. Live from Charfessa's Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here. We're talking to Stacy Thompson. She's talking about the job at the museum. It's a big one, and she sure could use some help. So if you'd like to be part of what's going on at the museum, you just need to pick up the phone, call Stacy, let her know what your expertise is. Everybody has expertise, and just like you have special things you were interested in, and then it grew and developed. We have so many people in our area that maybe they like the Civil War, for example. You know, we have civil reenactors come to 96 to the park, and they do all these reenactments. It would be nice to coordinate something even through that.
Yes. No, that's a great idea. We've even talked about that, having some kind of Founders Day. But we're just, you know, coming up with our plans for this year. So if anyone's interested in heading up a project like this, please come in and talk to me about it. You know, We would love to work with anyone who has the time to head up something like this. It's just,
and of course, you would be there to support, meaning to help come together, because you've got the experience to do that.
Yes.
I mean, this is a great opportunity for the museum to have such a qualified person, albeit used to working in large groups.
That's very true. As I told Anne, it's a learning experience, because I'm used to a very large organization, but
This develops self-reliance.
Exactly. Exactly. I get to do it all now. Very exciting.
It is, but, you know, it still is daunting. And, you know, if you have an interest in some part of the history of Greenwood or a particular topic, I think it would be great to get involved in the museum, because they have, like you said, 48,000 items that they've counted. Who knows if there's any more that are uncounted down there, right?
A few things that we miss, it's possible.
Yeah. And so if you'd like to be part of this, all you got to do is pick up the phone. Now, what's that number again, Stacy?
It's 864-229-7093.
Okay, 229-7093. And the museum is open what days of the week?
Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
10 to 5, so Wednesday through Saturday. If you haven't been to the museum in a while, it certainly has changed from the old Greenwood Museum. Now, you used to go to the museum when you were a child, right?
I did. It was very different.
Now, what was your reaction when you saw it for the first time since it's been redone?
Well, I actually went to the opening in 2008 before I went back to New York, and it was amazing. It's a completely different interior.
Yeah.
It's very,
clean.
It's clean. It's more interactive. They kept the Main Street, turn of the century Greenwood exhibit downstairs, but now there's a theater. You can sit down. You can watch a film. There's a touch screen where you can, choose different options and learn more about different things that happened in Greenwood history. It's amazing. I mean, I was blown away and so impressed. We still, unfortunately, we were not able to finish all of our renovations in 2008, so we still have more work to do and more money to raise. But, we're very excited.
It is amazing. If the museum had not been started and finished when it was, in today's economy, I don't think we'd be doing it. So kudos to the people that had the foresight to say, let's get this job done.
That's definitely true. And at this point, the museum upstairs and downstairs is beautifully renovated and a great space to have different community workshops and meetings and
so
luncheon.
you rent the place out.
We do actually rent the space, and it's a great place for wedding receptions, and we have a conference room that we rent out for to different businesses for meetings that they may have in the
evening.
It's
very affordable, I understand.
It's very affordable.
So if you'd like to be part of this, you need to take a look at it. If you've been looking around Greenwood and you haven't really found the right place to have a wedding reception or any type of function, you need to check out the museum. That's 229-7093, 229-7093. Check it out. See if you haven't been back, check it out. Now, you were talking about futuristically, you've got a lot of exhibits, but you need some help in getting these things off the ground. You do have a great program that's coming up for Black History Month, and that program is, who's that guy again?
It's Robert Smalls.
Robert Smalls?
Robert Smalls. he was an enslaved man who lived during the Civil War, and he ended up becoming a congressman that served five terms.
Yeah, wow, from South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So it's very, very impressive, very inspirational story.
And that's part of the South Carolina State Museum traveling exhibits. Now, how long will that exhibit up and going now?
It is up right now. Our official opening is February 4th during First Friday.
Okay.
So I encourage everyone to come down and, learn more about Robert Smalls and his life. We're also having another exhibit, Slavery. It features projects that were completed by seventh graders at Westview Middle School. So we'll have that in our small gallery.
Have Robert Smalls there. I like it.
Yes. Exactly. No, I didn't intend the play on words.
Yeah, there
but,
you go.
Yes, so we have three galleries upstairs, and we have our largest gallery, which Robert Small's exhibit is featured in, and then we have our medium-sized gallery, the Durst Gallery, which features our dollhouse exhibit, and our smaller gallery, which will feature this new exhibit of special projects from Westview Middle School.
Well, that's terrific. So how long will this exhibit be here, actually?
It will be here through March.
Through March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there is plenty of time to take that opportunity and come down to visit the museum.
Now, you can also, if someone wants to help out, you can also become a member of the museum. You have special membership packages and this type
yes.
of thing?
Yes. So you can become an individual member for $35 a year, and a family membership is $50 per year. And there are different corporate levels and business levels that we also have available, where you can sponsor exhibits. You can have a link on our website, and depending on the level of membership, you get different benefits.
Sure. But the good thing about it is a family membership. It's a great place to go on a Saturday afternoon.
It's a great place. When you get a family membership, you get free admission anytime. You get discounts in our gift shop and on our programs, our summer camps, and you get a mail out every time we have an event. So it's a great opportunity to get involved downtown.
Now, one of the things that I know we were just talking about was the, everybody likes those old animals.
Everybody loves those old animals.
Yes.
I know. I remember them on the wall when I was a kid.
And a lot of people have been upset that they haven't been on display. Now, I know they roll pull the moose out when they're open on certain days. They do that. But what about, what can be done about some of these? Some of them are getting in bad repair, aren't they?
Some of them need conservation work, especially the giraffe. Which
the
is
giraffe?
Very interesting, but is not native to this area.
He's not? I thought giraffe
was not. You know, our mission at the museum, focuses on this area. So.
How did the giraffe get here, Stacy? Do you know the story on that?
I don't know who donated the giraffe, actually.
Okay.
I have to look through our
record.
Yeah, our records.
But is there things that could be done if somebody said, I want to keep that giraffe in good shape? Could somebody help get that done, or any of our taxidermists in this area be able to do something to preserve them better?
There is an opportunity for that, and the museum would definitely welcome that if there were any taxidermists that wanted to look at our taxidermy and you know, tell us what you think. Some of them may be beyond help.
Some of them may be beyond help?
Perhaps, but I think a lot of them are in pretty good condition and could be brought back to great condition so that they could be put on display. We would love to develop our upstairs into permanent exhibitions on the gems and minerals of this area and the natural history of this area and, you know, the animals that live in this area, and we could use those taxidermy specimens again. It would just be a matter of funds and a matter of volunteer work.
Volunteer work, that's right. And, of course, there's always naming opportunities and plaques and stuff like that if somebody wanted to get involved and help get this done.
Of course.
All right. So maybe if you're a taxidermist out there and you're listening to us today, you're saying, I'm not that busy. Maybe I should take a look and see if I'd like to see what I can do for the museum down there.
That would be great.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Stacy Thompson. We're talking about what we can do to bring the museum even more forward as we look forward in 2011 and beyond. Stacy's the new director down there, and she needs all the help and input she can get. Won't you give her a call? 229-7093. That's 229-7093. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be right back.
Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold
gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of
this year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest is Stacy Thompson, new director at the Greenwood Museum. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here. We are talking to Stacy Thompson. She has such a wealth of experience. We really, really, really are very fortunate to have Stacy back here in Greenwood. I know she's excited to be here. But she looks at the museum and she says, oh, my God, OMG. Would that be right? There's a lot to do there, and there's so much potential.
Yes, there's so much potential, but it's a huge challenge that I think we can definitely overcome and make the museum a central place where the community can come together and learn about their history and interpret it and discuss it and, you know, continue to be proud of our community.
Sure. And, you know, Stacy, because you do have this background of working on exhibits and everything on a larger aspect, I would think one of the goals eventually, not today or tomorrow, but one of the goals eventually would be able to do an exhibit that traveled from our museum.
That would be amazing. And I've actually discussed that with a couple of people that are working on different projects, grant-funded projects in town, and you know, it would be amazing to do that and get the Greenwood Museum's name out there.
Sure.
You know, and also share our history with the rest of the state and possibly other states, surrounding states.
Well, I know that, you know, in fact, just from an idea right off the top of our heads, you know, that most towns have some type of, maybe not a museum to the level that we have, but they have an area. Maybe it's in the library, maybe they don't. But it would be interesting to be able to pull these different resources together into an exhibit, shall we say, on the upstate or on Greenwood County or the surrounding. I mean, we have so much possibilities. And a person like you could eventually pull this all together, Stacy.
I could. I would love it. I mean, I worked in exhibit development at the American Museum of Natural History, and that was my passion, and I would love to put something like that together and have it travel, but I'd also love that traveling exhibit to relate back to permanent exhibits.
Sure.
You know, I'd love to finish our permanent exhibits and develop the natural history permanent exhibits that were once planned for upstairs. I think that'd be really important for the community to have that display, you know, to take pride in that display about Greenwood history.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking futuristically that that could even become a money source as you send exhibits out. So,
yes.
Because of your experience. Now, if you didn't have the experience, I'd say, that's not a good idea. But someday that might be good when you've gotten everything else done, Stacy.
Of course. Of course, after I've gotten everything else done, which will be hopefully very short. Very short time.
now, but talking about the exhibit, now, of course, the Rock Club.
Yes, the Rock Club
meets
there.
And that's gotten so big and so popular so fast. You know, when we first came to Greenwood years and years ago, we found out that there are so many gems in our area. It was so exciting. And, of course, now that's been translated into a rock club. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Jim Durst was the first person. And you have a large exhibit of gemstones and crystals.
We once did, and we would love to put those gems and crystals back on display. They're cataloged now, and they're in excellent condition. It's just a matter of developing the exhibits to put back on display.
They have to be secure.
They have to be secure.
Yes.
We can't just, you know, lay them out on a table.
And say, here, have at it.
They have to be encased and interpreted and you know, given a home in the museum, proper home.
Yeah, did you know the largest amethyst deposit in the North American continent is in Due West, South Carolina?
I knew that because
the American Museum of History has a 50-pound crystal there.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's how I knew that, yes.
Yeah.
So.
And that actually Tuskegee College, where Erskine is, actually looked at coming here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were going to actually finance it based on the gemstone deposits in that area.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is amazing.
That.
Yeah. So there's lots of neat stuff, and of course gems are something, and crystals and all that is something that I think we all feel connected to. Everybody loves to find a rock or a gem. In fact, we still have people coming in. Is this anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. We hope that, you know, our summer camps can involve the rock club, and we can bring in children to kind of learn more about these gems and minerals.
Sure. It's a great possibility. Now, you bring up an interesting topic, the children's, the summer camps. You'll be doing summer camps this year?
We'll be doing summer camps this year, and we'll be releasing our schedule very soon. So we're very, very excited.
That's right. Yes. So lots of good stuff there. And, of course, now, are we still doing birthday parties and that type of thing?
We're still doing birthday parties and rentals and continue with that and hope that, you know, people will continue to be involved.
That's right. So if you'd like to be involved in the museum, just either pick up the phone, find out more about it, 229-7093. Now, the museum has a website.
Yes. The Greenwood, it's actually www.thegreenwoodmuseum.org.
Okay.
So.
And so it's Greenwood. And then you said you're also on Facebook now, too, huh?
Yes, we're on Facebook.
Okay.
So look for us. Just search the museum in Greenwood.
All right. And, of course, if you sign up, that means you'll be in the know about what's going on at the museum.
Definitely.
That's right. So, Stacy, you've got exhibits coming up. You've got exhibits planned for the future. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing you need as you go forth on this is volunteers to help with projects, not just be there dusting the shelves.
Exactly. But, you know, what I'd like to do is develop a volunteer program that will focus on what each volunteer comes in and tells me, okay, I'm interested in doing this. I'm interested in learning more about this subject, and then kind of developing that into a role or a position at the museum where, you know, we will depend on that volunteer to fulfill that role, You know, I mean, we need, like I said, we need graphic designers, writers,
researchers. I would say researchers. Some research, yes.
We, you know, I'm trying to develop a small collections committee to work on the collections and begin to process them where, you know, the collections were processed to a certain point before renovation, but they haven't been, that processing hasn't been picked up since then. So, you know, I'm hoping to do that and continue with that so that our collections can be organized and be a resource for this community. Because if you have, for example, some kind of research project that you want to learn more about, I don't know, the stone tools that were found in this area, and you could come into the museum and tell us, and we could just pull it up and bring them out and you know.
But you really look at them,
yeah,
and feel
exactly.
them and touch them and see these
exactly.
things.
Exactly. You know, we want to make these things available to the community. I mean, that's what a museum is all about. So
eventually, Stacy will have this all under control, and she will, but she needs help to do it. So if you have any time that you could put aside to help out at the museum, if you like dealing with that old stuff, putting it together in a new format maybe, this would be something that you ought to check out. And there's lots of opportunity, and it can be tailored to the amount of time that you have to do this type of thing.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we are open Wednesday through Saturday, but we're oftentimes there Monday and Tuesday. So throughout the week, if you have, you know, a space of time where you think that it might work for you, you know, I think we could definitely have you in the museum working on a project that would really, really interest you.
Sure. And not only that, a lot of this research and stuff can be done at home, you know, on the computer.
Definitely. Yes. I mean, you know, we get certain offers for donations, and we have to do background research on each object that's offered. And these kinds of things can be done a lot of times from home on the Internet.
That's right. So if you'd like to be part of the museum, Stacy would like to talk to you. Her number, 229-7093. That's what we've been talking about here today. We really are glad, Stacy, that you came back to Greenwood when you could have had this marvelous, wonderful, expanding life in New York City or whatever. You chose to come home to Greenwood. You know, so many people do, don't they?
That's true. That's true. Well, you know, this is a great place to grow up and to live, and the quality of life here is amazing. So we're very happy to be back.
Well, it's good this opportunity opened up for you to be able to come back
yes,
here for this.
Yes, definitely. I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Have you checked our Facebook page today? I don't know. Beth was putting some deals up there. You better check them out. Half price on all diamond solitaires right now. Don't miss this opportunity. And don't forget, we are buying gold and diamonds right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll be buying all day. Price of gold is going back up a little bit. Seize the moment. Don't miss it. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, my very special guest from the museum, our new museum director, Stacy Thompson. She'd love to talk to you. Give her a call, 229-7093. Stacy, thanks so much for coming out to see us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ann. I've enjoyed talking to you.
You know, you'll have to keep us in the loop so we can make sure everybody knows what's going on at the museum.
Most definitely, I will.
All right, that's great. Hey, this is your favorite radio station. That's right, we're now, we've been testing out that new music in the morning. I've got a new idea of what I'm going to put up, but coming up in just a moment will be the G-Man. He'll be on from 1 to 3, back to Lou Dobbs. Stay with us right here on WLMA here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.